what I've said is clearly there, and whichever way it is distorted and put there is not what I've said. What I've said is that there needs to be serious introspection into the leadership of the MDC and those who have been involved in undemocratic practices and practices that have put us in the sad state of affairs we are in should resign. If that is attributed to Morgan Tsvangirai, so be it. If that is attributed to Ntombi, so be it. If that's attributed to me, so be it. But seriously, we have to look at the situation we're in. We have to come up and take accountability and take stock of where we're at and move forward. There is accountability. Decisions have been made that have put us in a serious crisis. You just have to look at the cabinet that's there now. That is a result of decisions the NDC took to enter into an election when there was no voters' roll and the conditions that they had signed up on a global political agreement had not been adhered to. So there's accountability for that. Whoever made those decisions needs to take responsibility and act accordingly.
So are you in a way saying that whoever took that decision should resign?
Absolutely. If Morgan Tsvangirai, in his individual capacity, took that position, then he must resign if he took that position. Because look at the mess we're in now. And the collective leadership that took that position, that put us in the mess we're in now, are 5 years of a Mugabe rule, which I don't even think will last a year. The pain and suffering of the Zimbabwean people for the sake of rushing into something without doing strategic analysis and looking at the complications around going into election without a voter's roll, without transparency and accountability, or sticking to the values of why we went into the global political agreement in the first place. So yes, whoever's responsible for that need to resign and allow new leadership to come forward, to take the party forward, to give people back hope, and to take ZANU-PF head on.